It's been 2 weeks since the for-profit college, Argosy University, closed its doors nationwide. Here in Hawaii, two local universities have been competing to take over an Argosy Hawaii program that has major public policy implications for Hawaii. HPR's Ryan Finnerty has been following the story and joins us in studio for an update. Morning.
Morning, Catherine.
So what's the latest?
Well, so Catherine, to do a quick recap, you folks might remember that it was 2 weeks ago today, Argosy University nationwide closed its 22 campuses. Here in Hawaii, there were three campuses, and several hundred students and around 50 employees were affected by that closure. And what quickly emerged the following week was a sort of competition over what you might call the crown jewel of the Argosy Hawaii program, which was a doctoral program in clinical psychology. And that's significant because it was one of only two schools in Hawaii that had an accredited doctoral program for psychology, the other one being at UH Manoa. And so the two schools were Hawaii Pacific University and Chaminade University, both in Honolulu. They both have master's level psychology programs, but this is really the highest level, akin to almost medical school for mental health providers. And so they both had stepped in to say, we want to take over this program, teach these students, bring in new students. And that's sort of where the confusion began, because these types of programs need to be accredited by the American Psychological Association and another agency that does normal college accreditation. And you can run a program like this without accreditation, but it's problematic for the students because many employers require psychologists to have graduate from an APA accredited program. So it can cause problems down the line for students. And Argosy Hawaii's program was accredited. But what emerged was that that accreditation cannot be transferred to another school. It's tied to that university. So when Argosy ceased to exist, that APA accreditation went with it. And here's the American Psychological Association's Chief Education Officer, Catherine Gruss.
At this point in time, we've been providing consultation actually to a number of programs that are interested in receiving Argosy students. We have not received any specific plans yet from any program for us to review, and again, review for consistency with our standards for accreditation. Prospective students need to keep in mind that if they're entering in a program that's not currently accredited but is trying to make this temporary arrangement, hopefully they're able to do everything such that they could be granted this temporary status. But there is certainly that has to be reviewed, and it could be a scenario where perhaps the program is not able to, on first pass, get this temporary accreditation status.
That's interesting.
So it's a big deal, and the APA stressed that it wants to help universities achieve this. It wants to help. There are eight of these doctoral psychology programs at Argosy campuses around the country. So this is happening in other states and other communities, and the APA wants to help other existing universities take in these students, complete their training, and get them out into the workforce.
Do we know how many students we're talking about at Argosy?
It's about 80, anywhere from 80 to 100. It's not exactly clear because some have already decided they're going to transfer to the mainland, go to another school. Some students told me they were considering just dropping out altogether and staying at the master's level. There were a lot of financial concerns with student loans and that sort of thing. But a lot of them do want to stay. They want to stay with their professors. They want to stay in Hawaii, and Hawaii needs new psychologists. So that's where a lot of this confusion was generated, because apparently in the beginning, Hawaii Pacific University was where this program was going to go, and that's what students were being told. And then that changed last week. Students told me that they were kind of abruptly notified by some of their faculty that they were now going to Chaminade. And then on Monday of this week, March 18th, Chaminade University put out a statement saying that it was welcoming the Argosy psychology program, including all students and faculty. And that kind of caused some confusion amongst the students, amongst the community, because it came out of the blue sky, sort of. And in that press release, Chaminade President Lynn Babington is quoted as saying, quote, "We appreciate the swift action pending approvals from the two accrediting agencies," end quote. And so that caused even more confusion, because as we just heard, the APA hasn't received any applications for accreditation, or at least as of 2 days ago when I spoke with them. And we now know that that accreditation can't be transferred. So I called President Babington to discuss the situation and get some clarity as to what they meant by that. And here's what she told me.
We received from the Argosy Bankruptcy Receiver an exclusive agreement to transfer the Argosy Hawaii program to Chaminade University of Honolulu. We hired the director, Sean Scanlon, who previously was the director at Argosy Hawaii. Yesterday, he became part of our faculty, and the rest of the faculty are coming over for lunch, and we are talking to them about the opportunity to join Chaminade's faculty and continue teaching in this program. We expect that they all will, because verbally they've given that agreement. We've put together sort of a transition curriculum so that the students who were dropped partway through their semester can complete the courses they were taking.
So again, we're not really sure what that agreement entails. And so that agreement was with a court-appointed receiver who's been managing Argosy's affairs. It's not clear what that actually means legally, or whether it's even permissible is the word a lot of people have used. The Department of Education said they were aware of it, the U.S. Department of Education, but they didn't know enough to provide any kind of clarity on the situation yet. And it's not clear what that means for students. As we heard, the head of the Argosy program has signed on with Chaminade University. We're not sure about the rest of the faculty. But the students want to go with their professors, but they're not necessarily sure if they want to be forced to go to this school. And it has serious implications because they need to transfer their credits. If they go somewhere else, they might have to retake classes. And I spoke to one student, Tanika Garner, who's an Army veteran and a first-year doctoral student, about some of the struggles she's been going through with this process. And here's what she said.
We never know anything. We find everything out reactively. We never are ahead of the game in any situation. We're never giving any choices. It almost feels like you're a hostage. So it's like a hostage situation or psychological warfare. You don't know what's going on. They're dangling this in front of you.
And so you can really hear the frustration, because as we heard from the APA, the students are really the ones who are most at risk here, because if they go to a program that's not accredited, their degree is worth a lot less than if they go somewhere that is accredited. And both HBU and Chaminade are pursuing this accreditation, and we have no reason to believe that they wouldn't be able to get it. But as the APA said, it's by no means a guarantee. So these students are feeling really uncertain. Tanika wanted to stress she doesn't blame officials at either university for the confusion. It's just a very difficult situation. So what we know at this point is that both Chaminade and HPU are pursuing temporary certification from the APA. That could come as early as May or June, but there could be delays as well. In the meantime, both schools are planning on beginning doctoral classes for students. They are allowed to do that under the rules and then pursue accreditation at the same time. And that's a good thing for Hawaii in general, because we do have a shortage of mental health providers. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, all islands have a shortage of full-time providers. There are some that don't even have a single provider, like Lanai and Molokai don't have a single full-time psychologist. So hopefully in a few years from now, when they both get full accreditation, we'll have three programs that are now producing clinical psychologists.
Right, so at least we have some options for our students here.
Yeah, and hopefully it's some options for the students that are in this bind as well.
Okay, all right. Thanks so much, Ryan. Really
Thank you,
appreciate
Catherine.
Your research. That was HPR's Ryan Finnerty discussing the effort by Chaminade University and Hawaii Pacific University to take over the doctoral psychology program from the now defunct Argosy University. You can find all our reporting on Argosy's closure at hawaiipublicradio.org.